The province of Ontario has proposed the expansion of the Spring Bear Hunt Pilot Project. The Honourable Jeff Leal, Minister of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs, made the announcement locally at the OFAH Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Centre, while the Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, Bill Morrow, made a simultaneous announcement in Thunder Bay. First introduced on a limited basis in 2014, in an effort to address concerns from Northern Ontario municipalities regarding nuisance bears in their communities, the pilot has been extended with some fairly significant changes. The most substantial change involves the expansion of the hunt to all 88 wildlife management units across Ontario that currently have a fall bear hunt. Additionally, the spring bear hunt expansion will include opportunities for non-resident hunters to travel to Ontario for the hunt, which will provide an increase in economic opportunities in Northern Ontario and for the tourism industry in general. Under the extended pilot, it will remain illegal to harvest cubs and female bears accompanied by cubs. In most units, hunters will only be allowed to harvest one bear per calendar year, though the second game seals will remain available in certain areas. While we applaud the announcement made today, we will continue to work with the MNRF to ensure that any new changes will not unnecessarily restrict bear hunters. For more information on the benefits of spring bear hunting in Ontario, download our fact sheet and other resources online at www.ofah.org/springbearhunt.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Angler and Hunter Radio's coverage of the spring bear hunt, including the Honorable Jeff Leal, Minister of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs announcement, as heard live from the OFAH Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center. Mark Rickman, Senior Wildlife Biologist with the OFAH, discusses the spring bear announcement and the details we all need to know. Sir Sanford Fleming College Dean Linda Skelton talks about careers in fish and wildlife and their upcoming open house that you should attend. Plus, MNRF News on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you could save over $1,100 on a roof windshield and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to current approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030. Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
The Spring Bear Pilot Project Hunt was first introduced on a limited basis in 2014 in an effort to address concerns from Northern Ontario municipalities regarding nuisance bears in their communities. The pilot has been extended with some fairly significant changes. The most substantial change involves the expansion of the hunt to all 88 wildlife management units across Ontario that currently have a fall bear hunt. Additionally, the spring bear hunt expansion will include opportunities for non-resident hunters to travel to Ontario for the hunt, which will provide an increase in economic opportunities in Northern Ontario and for the tourism industry in general. On October 30, 2015, the province of Ontario proposed the expansion of the Spring Bear Hunt pilot project. This was the announcement, as heard live from the OFAH Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center by the Honorable Jeff Leal, Minister of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs.
Thank you. thank you so much. I do apologize. I better have a bit of a cold, but... I am a member of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, and while I don't hunt, and I do, I've had the opportunity to do some fishing, but more important for me to be a member of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, it's all about stewardship. You know, here in the province of Ontario, we have a hundreds of years of history for both hunting and fishing, and something that we want to make sure that the next generation of Ontarians have that opportunity to take advantage of that long history and heritage that we have in terms of hunting and fishing. And one of the great organizations throughout Canada, the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, and its work in stewardship to make sure those hunting and fishing resources will be there for the next generation to participate in, to take advantage of, and indeed experience. So that's one of the very important goals that the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters has. The other thing that they've been doing such an incredible job over the last number of years is this whole problem of invasive species, which can really jeopardize the heritage of hunting and fishing in the province of Ontario. And they've been working with both us, the government of Ontario, and indeed the government of Canada, to alert people to the dangers of invasive species coming into our jurisdictions, which is so very, very important. I'm very pleased that my colleague right now in Thunder Bay Superior, the Honourable Bill Morrow, the Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, will be making an announcement, as I'm doing here, with regards to the spring bear hunt. Ontario is the home to a healthy and sustainable bear population. In 2014, my colleague David Orzetti, who was then minister, introduced a limited spring bear hunting pilot for 2 years to see if it would address concerns from Northern Ontario municipalities, Central Ontario municipalities, and Eastern municipalities regarding nuisance bear occurrences in their communities. Today, I'm very pleased to announce, is proposing to extend the spring bear hunting pilot by additional 5 years in order to gain further information to access the impacts of early black bear season on concerns voiced by northern communities, central Ontario communities, and eastern Ontario communities about the human bear conflicts and to support economic growth and tourism in several areas of Ontario, but particularly northern Ontario. We understand that bear-related public concerns are very real for people living in northern, eastern, and central Ontario. I know from my own perspective, far too many black bears are destroying farmers' crops in various regions of Ontario and becoming a nuisance in many of our rural communities. The extended expanded spring bear hunt pilot will include all provincial wildlife management units with a fall bear hunt. The inclusion of non-resident hunters in the expanding spring bear hunt pilot is expected to lead to increased economic opportunities for Ontario's northern communities, eastern communities, and central communities to enhance their tourism opportunities. And this is very important, ladies and gentlemen. Under the expanded pilot proposal, it will still be illegal to harvest cubs and female bears with cubs. Anyone convicted of this offense could face a fine of up to $25,000 and up to 1 year imprisonment. Stewardship is very important here. Our government, your government, will continue to monitor and evaluate the success of this important program. Again, I want to thank the great work that's been done by OFHH in working with then Minister Orzetti and working today with Bill Morrow, the Minister of Forestry and Natural Resources and Forestry, and of course in my role as the Minister of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs for the province of Ontario. Angelo, thank you so much for working with us. It's a great day for your organization. Again, you're great stewards for hunting and fishing heritage in the province of Ontario. I want to thank you for that. Thank you so much.
We will return with more on the newly announced spring bear hunt after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? you could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Fishing and hunting.
Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine. And only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by checking out your options at FlemingCollege.ca.
Welcome back to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to the Honorable Jeff Leal, Minister of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs, Spring Bear Hunting Pilot Announcement. As heard, live at the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center this past October 30th. We start off with some words from the Executive Director of the OFAH, Angelo Lombardo.
And obviously this announcement is another significant step towards fully restoring the benefits of a spring bear hunt in Ontario. It shows there is a level of understanding that spring bear hunting not only plays an important role in wildlife management, but also in the quality of life for many Ontarians. Nowhere is the importance of a spring bear hunt more evident than in northern and rural Ontario, as Minister Leo mentioned. For them, the spring bear hunt brings back a significant economic boost and the renewal of an important part of their social and cultural identity. We would certainly like to thank all of our members and supporters who have expressed their support for the return of the spring bear hunt and stood with us for 17 years. Hard to believe it's been 17 years since we've been working on this file. This is a very memorable day. The announcement shows a commitment of the Government of Ontario to listen to wildlife managers, municipalities, and to the people of Ontario. We look forward to working with Minister Morrow, Minister Leal, and our friends at the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry to restore the spring bear hunt as a crucial and sustainable component of Ontario's wildlife management. Thanks, everyone. This is great news for the hunting community, great news for Ontario, and great news for our natural resources. Thanks very much for being here.
I must say that, you know, particularly in some of our communities in northern Ontario and in eastern Ontario, interaction, of course, between bears, particularly we've seen increasingly in communities, schools being locked down because of nuisance bears. And I said in my remarks, nuisance bears, of course, destroying corn and soybean crops and other crops in the province of Ontario. We took our time. We worked with our partners. And as I said, this is a very important announcement today in terms of wildlife stewardship. So this has received cabinet approval. A week or so ago, and that's why Minister Morrow is rolling out today in his hometown in Thunder Bay, along with Mike Gravel. So we're and we wanted to, of course, make the announcement here. And we know, as Angela said, this issue had a particularly interesting journey. It was canceled back in 1999. We do know the Shad Foundation that was particularly involved back then. But I think we came to the conclusion over the period of time since 1999, the real challenge of nuisance bears coming into interaction with humans, with the problem safety at schools, and certainly you know, the impact on tourism, particularly in northern Ontario and eastern Ontario. I want to commend the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Any of us that take the opportunity to read their publication, Outdoors Magazine, which is always very informative. Of course, through that process, they promote all the time that stewardship, respect for our hunting and fishing environment is extremely important, and that we do everything within the legal framework that's been set up both for hunting and fishing. And thanks again for everybody's work, and again to the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters that have been working with us, who have been unrelentless to push us forward to get where we are today. Very important. Thank you.
Under the extended pilot, it will remain illegal to harvest cubs and female bears accompanied by cubs. In most units, hunters will only be allowed to harvest one bear per calendar year, though second game seals will remain available in certain areas. While the OFAH applauds the announcement made, we will continue to work with the MNRF to ensure that any new changes will not unnecessarily restrict bear hunters. For more information on the benefits of the spring bear hunt in Ontario, download our fact sheet and other resources online at www.ofah.org/springbearhunt. We will return with the OFAH's senior wildlife biologist, Mark Rickman, after these messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offers for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Welcome back to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with the OFAH's senior wildlife biologist, Mark Rickman, on the newly announced expansion of the spring bear hunt.
The Ontario government pilot hunt that they had has been extended, and it's been extended to all wildlife management units, which is really good news. Joining me today is Mark Rickman, senior wildlife biologist with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. How are you doing?
I'm good, Randy. How are you doing?
Good. Why are we not out deer hunting? What are we sitting in a studio for?
Yeah. It's a beautiful time of year, that's for sure.
You know what, though? This is big. This is really big news. And it's not only big news for guys like you and I who enjoy going hunting, but it means a lot for all Ontarians. Can you talk to our listeners or address to them just how big of an announcement this is?
Well, it's huge from the OFAH perspective and from the perspective of the average bear hunter. I mean, the OFAH fought really, really hard to prevent the cancellation of the spring bear hunt in the first place back in 1999. Spent a couple of years in court and a load of money trying to prevent the cancellation. And unfortunately, we were unsuccessful. And we've never given up the fight. We've always known that the spring bear hunt was a good thing for Ontario. So we've been advocating for its return for the last 16, 17 years. So it's certainly a very positive step in the right direction towards, the full restoration of spring bear hunt. So from the perspective of hunters, they're going to be able to, shake off the winter blues and get out hunting at a time when there are very few other hunting opportunities aside from wild turkeys in the spring. So it's going to be a big boon to hunters. It's going to be a big boon for the economy, especially in northern and rural communities that really rely on those tourism dollars. So all around, it's a positive move.
Yeah, so the tourism dollars and the social economic effect certainly goes a long way. And, sometimes we lose sight of the fact that we have outfitters, we have guides, Walmart. Canadian Tire, all of these big corporations, along with the smaller stores that sell not only licenses, but everything from fuel to ATVs. What can you address in terms of that? I mean, that's going to bring back a big chunk back to the Ontario economy.
Yeah, absolutely. When the Spring Bear Hunt was canceled in 1999, you know, the estimated loss was upwards of $40 million per year in tourism dollars. So it will take a little bit of time to regain or recapture some of that economic benefit, because not every non-resident bear hunter, for instance, that left Ontario to hunt in another jurisdiction will return to Ontario immediately to start hunting in our spring season, because, you know, there are other spring seasons in Canada. So it will take some time to really promote the benefits of coming to Ontario and utilizing Ontario's black bear resource. So over time, we will see an increase, I'm sure, in non-resident participation, and that's really when you start to see the scale and the scope of the socioeconomic benefit of this type of hunt.
Yeah, so great news for us, great news for tourism, the economy. There's obviously going to be some accompanying details. I don't know if they've hacked them all out or not. You probably have a better finger on the pulse of that type of thing. But just for our listeners, what kind of rules outside of the realm of the usual fall hunt are we looking at for this spring bear hunt?
Yeah, right now they're proposing to bring back or establish a spring bear hunt in every WMU that currently has a fall bear hunt, and they will also allow non-resident Ontarians to, or non-residents of Ontario to participate in the spring hunt, which wasn't the case in the two-year pilot project, which was limited to only 8 wildlife management units and 2 Ontario residents only. So that's the biggest extension and expansion of the spring bear hunt pilot project. Those are the important parts, but something that you know, hunters and even conservationists in general, people who don't hunt bears but hunt other things, really need to be aware of is that the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry is also considering changes to baiting practices. Currently, there are really no restrictions on baiting for black bears in either the spring or the fall, and they are considering changes to how much bait you can use at a given time. How early you can put out bait before the season and how quickly you have to remove that bait after the season, where you can place bait, and other methods of baiting, such as the potential use of suspended baits in the spring. So really we need, first of all, we need people to show their support for the return of the spring bear hunt at a bare minimum. But anybody who is going to be commenting publicly on the Environmental Registry really needs to consider those questions, whether or not they would be willing to accept any or all or none of those potential restrictions, or if they would simply want things to remain as they were prior to the cancellation in 1999, which involved no restrictions on baiting.
Right. So this Environmental Registry is something that they can find online. It's got some proposed rules and regulations that our listeners can chime in on.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now they are really just spitballing at this point. They are going to formulate the regulation based on what they hear through this public comment period. So if people don't comment on the potential baiting restrictions, then we might be forced to do some things that you know, we don't want to do, unfortunately.
Yeah, in terms of the amount and all that type of thing. And where could our listeners find out information, more information? You know, how can they find the actual EBR, and how can they get involved in that type of process so that they can get the details on this?
Well, on the internet, they can simply Google Environmental Registry. That will take them to the site, and then from there they can search for black bear, and any proposal that has black bear in it will pop up, including this proposal. And through that that mechanism, they can provide comments directly to the MNRF. If people need technical advice or advice on how to best voice their support for the spring bear hunt, then they can contact us, the OFAH. They can contact me directly in head office, and I can help them out.
Yeah. So if you need a little assistance with that, or you know what, maybe you don't have a computer. I don't know. But there's something that we can do to help you to voice your opinion, mm-hmm. because thankfully in this country, our government listens to our voice and they listen to what we have to say. So that's really important. Now, I have also heard that it's going to be the one bear limit for the whole season. Is that true?
That's absolutely right. Yeah. So we're not expecting, a doubling of the bear harvest by any means. Certainly we will see over time an increase in non-resident participation. We might see a small increase, in resident participation, but really the biggest difference I think is that, this spring bear hunt is going to provide hunters with the flexibility to hunt at different times of year. So residents and non-residents will still be limited to harvesting a single bear per hunter per year, aside from wildlife management units that offer second seals. But they'll still be limited in terms of what they can harvest. They just have a little bit more flexibility in terms of when they can hunt and when they can harvest a bear.
Yeah. So great news all around. Starting 2016, I'm not sure the dates yet, I suppose, Mark, or have they come up with any dates?
No, they actually haven't listed the dates. I'm assuming that the dates will be the same as they were the last 2 years during the pilot project. That was May 1st to June 15th. Don't quote me on that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they just match those dates.
Right, perfect. So spring of 2016, every wildlife management unit that has current bear season in the fall, black bear season in the fall, is going to continue on for the next 5 years with this pilot hunt.
That's right, yeah. And like I said, it's currently a proposal, and we need people who support a spring bear hunt to voice their opinion on the environmental registry.
Yeah, so environmental registry, Google it, get on there, look at what it's got to say, and you say what you have to say so that you can help our government formulate the rules and regulations and make this good for all of us. Mark, thank you so much.
Thanks, Randy.
We'll be right back with an explosive open house that you don't want to miss.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888
769-0030.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Joining us today is Linda Skilton, Dean of Sir Sanford Fleming College. Linda, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's a pleasure for me to be on the radio with you today.
You know what, Linda? I think, and I'm probably speaking on behalf of all of us anglers and hunters out there, that at some point in time in our lives, and I know, you know, when I was younger, I wanted to be a game warden. Now, I don't want to be a conservation officer anymore. That's all past me now. I'm a little older, but I think we all have these desires to work in the outdoors, and it's so diverse and so vast, especially nowadays. What can you tell us as Dean of Sir Sanford Fleming College? What can you tell us a little bit about your particular campus and what it offers students?
Sure, Randy. Our campus in Lindsay, the Frost campus, we're almost 50 years old here, and our roots were in delivering forestry program. And since that time, so in the last 48 years, we are now offering 31 programs in the environmental and natural resource sector. And that is, in terms of market share in the province of Ontario, we have more students studying in that sector than other colleges in the province. So that's our roots, our history within the natural resource sector, and that's where we've built our reputation and our strength.
Yeah, so the forestry end of it is the main end. Now, if we break that forestry apart, what can students expect? I mean, are they going to learn how to cut down a tree, or, you know, what do they actually, what kind of programs are within it that they can expect to learn?
Well, forestry now is more about managing the forest, and from that initial forestry program, we grew into other natural resource programs, and one of our first was initially called the biology option, now called Fish and Wildlife, and it is the largest program at Fleming College. So we bring in a couple of hundred students each fall who are interested in fish and wildlife specifically. And most of them graduate as technicians, but some of them go on to the third year and become technologists. Now, many of those, though, their aspiration is to actually get into environmental law enforcement. But they have to have that diploma first before they get into that graduate certificate that we call conservation environmental law enforcement. So I would say, you know, the bulk of our students, the biggest program at Fleming now is that fish and wildlife program. And, you know, when I was at the OFH conferences, I'd mentioned earlier this year, I couldn't help but hear Fleming College in terms of most people, they're having some relationship with the college, and in particular, fish and wildlife and our conservation environmental law enforcement program.
Yeah, and you know what? That technician technology program has been around a long time. I'm 54 now, and I remember looking at that program when I graduated from high school.
Yes, yes. It was, again, we started with forestry, but not long after that was that biology option that we now call fish and wildlife.
Yeah, and it's a good start. I mean, like you were saying, for enforcement, but at the time that I'd looked into it, there was, you know, parts of it were like heavy machinery operation, and you know, there was a lot of different facets of it that really attracted me as a student because there was some real diverse tactile skills that you could learn along with theory.
Absolutely. So most of our delivery is focused on the hands-on application, and you did mention heavy equipment, so that is a separate other program that we have, and one of them is a technician program where students learn how to fix machinery, but the other is learning how to operate. So that's another two other programs that we offer, and they were very early programs at the college as well.
Yeah, and you know, now I think of it, if you have this this big bulldozer, this big heavy piece of equipment in the middle of the woods, you can't just take it to a station to get it fixed. You need to have somebody probably remotely to come out and repair it. So I could see there being a demand for that type of thing.
Absolutely, absolutely a demand. And a lot of our technicians do just that. They're called out to very remote areas to fix equipment.
That is amazing. So yeah, sounds like a pretty interesting career. Now, I'm looking here at the open house. I'm reading about it here, and it sounds pretty cool. It sounds like there's some pretty neat things going on. We're looking at November 21st. What can you tell us about your open house?
Yeah, I'm glad you're asking specifically about that event because it is twice a year we offer an open house, and there's no other opportunity really for people to come in and get an opportunity to explore all of our 31 programs in one day. So initially it was designed as a recruitment event for students who are people who are interested potentially in coming here as students, but we encourage more broadly the community to come in and explore what the college is all about. So every program is represented on that day, and there's a number of interactive sessions going on and demos going on. So, for example, in Fish and Wildlife, we have a specimen display that people from the public or potential students can look at and ask questions about. And in our Conservation Environmental Law Enforcement program, we have past students come in who are talking to potential students about the program. The program coordinator will be there, and we have a display there where students can engage with some of the items that we bring forward that day. And the other really interesting thing that everybody seems to be fascinated by when they come to Open House is a demonstration by our logger sports team. For some reason, the throwing of axes and the chainsaws is a very exciting activity, and we have a very good logger sports team here that we can compete nationally and, in fact, with teams from the U.S. Actually be awarded as, you know, top teams in different categories. So that demonstration will be going on that day as well.
Yeah, I was reading that. The tree climbing skills. And here we have, too, I guess you teach students how to, explosives, blasting.
We do. So resources, drilling, and blasting is one of those programs that we started, again, just after the forestry program was introduced almost 50 years ago. And from the resources, drilling, and blasting program, we developed a shorter program called Blasting Techniques. So at Open House, we will be doing a blasting demo to demonstrate how students can learn that skill within, again, the broader natural resources sector.
That is amazing. So a lot of things, this is like an interactive thing. This isn't just a tour. This is, and you can really pick up a lot of good information and see if Fleming is the right fit for you. So where can we find out more information? Where can our listeners go to find out more information on Fleming College's open house?
If you go to our website, so flemingcollege.ca, if you go to that website, right on the very front page of the website, there's a link to the open house. And you don't have to register to come, but if you do register, we'll be prepared and we can expedite your entry. So we do encourage that. And again, I would invite anyone to come, not just someone who might be interested in potentially being a student, but anybody who's interested in what we do. And as you mentioned, there are a lot of interactive sessions and there's a lot to learn during that day.
That is sounds just wonderful. In fact, I think I'm going to come down and watch you blow up some pumpkins.
Well, if you come down, make sure you introduce yourself to me.
I will.
And it starts at 10 o'clock and it ends at 2 o'clock, and there's a lot to do. And we typically get 500 to 600 guests coming to our open house, and we hope to get that again this fall.
That is amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out to let our listeners know about all the great opportunities down at Fleming College. And we hope to hear from you again soon.
Oh, you're welcome. At any time, Randy.
Thanks.
We will return with MNRF News after these important messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Global Star phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and Advanced HS Scent Away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by coming to Open House on Saturday, November 21st. For more information, go to flemingcollege.ca.
Welcome back to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. This is your MNRF News. Three North Bay residents have been fined a total of $10,200 for unlawfully fishing in a fish sanctuary during the closed season and for possessing a spear for fishing. Each pleaded guilty and were fined $1,700 for fishing in a sanctuary and $1,700 for possessing a spear for fishing walleye in the Wesa Falls Fish Sanctuary. They are prohibited from angling, spearfishing, and gillnetting in any fish sanctuaries of Lake Nipissing or contributing bodies of water for 2 years. All walleye and spears were forfeited to the Crown. The court heard that on May 5, 2014, they were observed spearing walleye in the Wesa Falls Fish Sanctuary near Lake Nipissing. In response to public complaints, conservation officers contacted the party of three on May 5, 2014, to determine under what authority they were spearing walleye in the sanctuary. They identified themselves as Eagle Village First Nation band members from Quebec and claimed they had the right to spear walleye in a sanctuary. Justice of the Peace Lauren Scully heard the case in the Ontario Court of Justice, North Bay, on July 15, 2015. Fish sanctuaries protect walleye during the spawning period. Every fish removed during spawning has a significant impact on the overall walleye population. To report a natural resources violation, call the MNRF Tips Line at 1-877-847-7667, toll-free anytime, or contact your local ministry office during regular business hours. You can also call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-TIPS or 1-800-222-8477. It's a great time of year for hunting and fishing. I encourage you to share your experiences with me. It could be a big fish story, some interesting history about your hunt camp, or whatever you like to share. Cast me a line, randy@ahradio.ca.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.